Hey there, thanks for listening. I am Wouter Vertogen and this is the Freelancer Talk, a show where freelancers, artists, creators and entrepreneurs share their stories, struggles and best lessons learned while launching and managing their own businesses. You're listening to The Freelancer Talk. The Freelancer Talk is a podcast for all freelancing artists, creators, and entrepreneurs who want to improve their own businesses and learn a little bit more about social media, online marketing, and business strategies. This podcast is part of a bigger platform founded to connect freelancers from all around the world and to educate one another. Make sure you head over to www.thefreelancertalk.com and become part of our international community. Now let's get started with today's episode. Hey all you freelancers, welcome back to another episode of the Freelancer Talk podcast. I am your host Wouter Vertogen, and before we are starting with today's episode, I would just kindly ask you guys to rate the podcast and leave a review. This would really help me, because then the Freelancer Talk would just establish a better ranking amongst all the other 1 million podcasts out there in the world. So thank you a lot in advance. And of course, don't forget to follow the Freelancer Talk on Instagram, Pinterest, and Facebook. So for today's podcast, I am finally interviewing somebody in person. Yes. No Zoom, no Skype, nothing of that. She is a freelance photographer, a entrepreneur, a personal branding expert, and maybe a little bit of a feminist. Welcome to the podcast, Sophie Ulrich.
Hi, hello.
How are you doing?
I'm okay. This is different, right?
I know, this is super cool. And we are sitting in Sophie's, studio,
yeah.
Office?
Yeah, it's both. It's my photography studio and office.
I think it's really cool. And well, so what I said before, she's a lot, and I think she's really cool. I met you, I think 2 years ago, somewhere like that.
Yes.
And I remember you just started out as, you know, you really started out your business as like,
yes,
a photographer.
Yes.
And I think you have, right now I'm sitting in your own studio. So you have done an amazing, amazing like job. And I think your journey is just so great, and I think you can teach something very valuable to all the listeners regarding personal branding, because oh my god, like, you do it the best.
Oh my god, thank you. That's so great to hear.
Yeah,
I love to hear that. But yeah,
I mean, of course, I mean, I have to give you a compliment if I
see. I love compliments.
I'm a person who gives compliments,
yes,
if they are right.
Thank you.
That's a huge compliment. Yeah. So we're just gonna start off by, where you started, actually. Like, because I know you were working in sales before, and then you decided to become a photographer. Like, how did that happen for you?
Yes, I did. I was a headhunter. I worked in sales. I was a headhunter, and also I did some account management and stuff. And I was really unhappy, because it was a really corporate business, and I am quite a creative person.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
I have always have been, and I don't know how, but I just throughout my career and studying, and somehow I ended up in a completely corporate business.
Yeah.
And as a creative person, I was really unhappy with my work, and I decided to make more photos.
Yeah,
that's actually how it happened.
Because you were always already kind of interested,
yes,
in photos,
yes,
and stuff like that.
Yeah, okay. My father is a photographer as well, and he's a huge photo fanatic, and
nice.
I always grew up with cameras, and even when I was a little girl, I posed for my father. I was a child posing for my father, and there the love of photography started.
Yeah.
And I was 16. I was photographing a lot, and then I don't know, somehow you get older, you know,
you get study
or parties, or you're 22,
yeah, yeah,
you're figuring yourself out, you're,
yeah,
insecure, and you're,
yeah,
you don't know what to do with your life. And I ended up in a corporate business, and at that point I knew that I had to do something with my photography again, and I started to make more photos, and I decided to go, and they decided to let me go as well, so
yeah,
it was kind of
change.
It was
fine. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you started basically photographing, like, what did you want to photograph?
I didn't know. I really didn't know. I thought maybe
interiors
or people, or I tried everything. And I ended up with entrepreneurs and people. I love people. I love emotions. I love eyes, especially eyes of people. And I it felt most like me when I photographed people.
Yeah. Because you could recognize your entrepreneurial drive, maybe in a way there.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Because you it's not only making photos. It's also the people you meet and what they learn you and what they teach you and you teach them. And if you are both young and ambitious, an entrepreneur or making your own business, it's really nice to share that outside of, you know, after and in front and even during photo shoots.
Yeah.
And that's the connection you have with people. So if you have a connection with somebody on a personal level because they are also going through the same thing as you are, that then you can make even nicer pictures.
Yeah. So, like, I mean, you make really great pictures. If you guys want to see any of her work, for sure, like, her Instagram is linked down below. So really check her out because she does really a great job at that. But what I'm really curious about is, when did you figure out that you kind of like needed to create your own personal brand? Like, of course, you know, when we talk about personal branding, it's just like basically seeing yourself as a brand and branding yourself.
Exactly.
When did you figure out like, okay, I gotta do that? Did you feel like this was already in advance? You were like, okay, I have a strategy. I gotta do this. This is who I am. And that's what I want. But you already told you didn't really know so much. So how did that came to be, let's say?
I didn't have a strategy at all. I didn't even had a website when I started.
Yeah.
I think after 4 months, I decided, maybe I should make a portfolio and drop something on it.
Yeah.
And during that time period, I was using Instagram a lot, but mostly to just show my pictures. And it was a complete mess. It was a chaos on my feet.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Yes, it was not good. And I decided to change a little bit, and also I thought maybe I have to show myself a little bit more because I'm also a person, you know. You have to shoot somebody you like, so they don't know who I am. I don't have any pictures of myself, and I'm a photographer.
About, it's
so
about like the context that people have.
It started
you.
As practice that you preach, and then I research people with excellent personal brands, like Oprah. I love Oprah. Everything Oprah does is...
Oh, my God.
I love her so much. And she has an excellent and amazing personal brand. Because she had to go through a lot to... you know, she's an African-American woman.
Yeah.
She had to... you know, how you have a lot of... She had a lot of obstacles to overcome to get where she is. And I tried to learn a little bit of Oprah and also another other people with amazing personal brands. And I decided to just only... show my Instagram with pictures of myself, only myself, and just see what happens. So I went from only my portfolio, nothing of me, to only me.
Yeah.
Like, boo.
Yeah.
And the change I got, it was the best month of my life.
Oh my God.
I mean, I had a lot of,
Profit?
Profit, My it was amazing. It was amazing. Yeah. So the change I got from it was to mix the two of them together to show who I am and what I do, and that's that became my strategy.
Nice.
My personal branding strategy.
Yeah.
Yes.
So right now you are kind of mixing both, like you are showing a little bit your portfolio and you're showing a little bit like yourself. How do you balance that? Like, do you have a certain strategy? Like, okay, I post 3 posts of this,
yeah.
and 2 posts about myself, and you have really strategized that as well.
Yes. Yeah. So it's 4 posts a week, and one of the 4 is something about me, mm-hmm. or a picture of me, a little bit personal about me, or my the changes or the struggles I got. I have to come to get there, or just something personal.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's. My favorite dish or something. It's just...
I think it becomes personal because the more personable you are sometimes, the more relatable you
are.
Like, people relate to you and they're like, oh, this is a human being. This is not just somebody who's like showing their portfolio and
exactly.
dumping, like, you need to buy this from me or something.
Yeah,
and I think what I saw from you, what you're doing is you use, for example, I mean, your main thing where you drive your audience is, let's say, Instagram and social media,
yes,
of course.
Yes, yes.
But what I saw is that you really use kind of like a blogging way of using these things instead
yes.
of just like photo, caption, hashtag, that's it. You actually, you get people along on your journey.
Yes.
Why did you decide to go this way about it?
Well, it was mostly because I wanted to show people how because I the struggles or the changes or the career I have.
Yeah.
That it's not something that came to me overnight.
Yeah.
You know, that I have to work for it. And
yeah.
I want to. It's also because of photography, a lot of photographers don't share a lot about their business. And
yeah.
you know, it's. I think it's interesting to let people know what a camera is costing or how do you make a living out of it. And
yeah.
also to help other photographers. So that was something as well. But also to help other people and to. I think Instagram is great, but it's also sometimes a little bit more. A little bit platonic and
mm-hmm.
you know it's oh look at my life, it's so great, but how did you get there, why is it so great, you know, is it actually so great, because sometimes
yeah.
it isn't, you know.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
I think that's also business, you know. I'm as an entrepreneur running a business, it's also it's sometimes not that great, and I want to show and know let people know that it's good but not always good and how to get it
yeah.
better or something. Yeah,
yeah. And I think then you also become, again, much more relatable because
yes.
it's not all glam and fantasy
exactly,
and whatever
exactly, yeah.
and great business.
Yeah.
It's also the real side of business,
yeah.
And which then contributes to your brand.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
you are fully you and not... Because, of course, when people brand themselves, sometimes they only brand one part of themselves.
True.
But, you know, sometimes it's... I think for me, also as an artistic person,
exactly.
I would like my own brand to be a bit more full. So
yeah.
I want to show more sides. And I think you are doing that in a very balanced way. You found that...
Thank you.
...in a very great way. I
Thank
think it's,
you.
It's very cool.
Thank you.
So if we talk then a little bit more about, like, personal branding, you know, like... What is personal branding exactly? Now we're going to talk a little bit more general. Like, how can you personalize your own brand? Or
yeah.
how can you make yourself a brand?
Yeah.
What do you do? Like, how do you discover that part?
Yeah.
How do you discover what is part of your brand and what not?
Exactly.
Tell
well,
me a little bit
well,
about it.
The first is just make it easy. And to make it easier, what is a personal brand is actually how to... make yourself, make yourself as a brand, as a product. You see yourself
yeah.
as a product,
yeah. Which is very important for
yeah,
all
and
freelancers.
How do you target, yeah, and how do you target you as
yeah.
a product?
Yeah.
And there are many ways to do it. But in branding is really old. You know, even in Egypt, people did it to mark their
cows.
They marked their cows.
No, yeah,
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 to
yeah,
mark
I heard
their
that story,
yeah,
yeah
to mark.
Yeah.
Mark their cows, and that's actually what it is. And it's getting personal when you think of the values you have as a person and how you will help other people or clients or anyone related to you with your values.
How do you find those values? Like, how do you find...
You already have them.
Yeah.
yeah.
But
so
how do you localize them? Like, what do you need to do? Like... Because I know, for example, you need to really go and dig deep in yourself
yes.
and find like what it is that drives
yeah.
you and what your values are. Are there other ways how you can, for example, get those values?
Yeah, I think that the most important way to find your own values is to ask other people.
Oh, yeah.
And the people who love you know you're the best, you know.
Yeah.
They know your strength, they know your weaknesses,
yeah.
and they will tell you what your values are, what
yeah.
is good of you, what makes you a good human,
yeah.
and that is really important. Write it down for yourself and use it in your strategy. So if you are a person who really likes to help other people, you know, tell people why you want to help people. The why in your business is also quite important. So people want to work with people. You know, they want to know the person
yeah.
they are dealing with, they are doing business with, and everybody has relatable values, you know.
Yeah.
And I think that is something you should integrate in your business plan. you can write your own personal branding plan. Yeah, just write down your story, you know. Yeah. It started when you grow up. It's not when when you go you buy an office, or you buy your first camera lens or your laptop, or I am having my degree, I'm starting a business, now I'm a personal brand. No, you're a personal brand the day you were born.
Yeah.
And you develop yourself with the people you meet, the family you have, the friends you make, the boyfriends you get, yeah, the girlfriends who dump
it
you.
It all contributes to you.
Exactly.
And your personal brand is you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And those values, if you stand up and you live by these values, you will always be authentic to yourself, to other people. And that's what we want. We want full authentic life. We want to connect with people on a deeper level, to the deepest level. I think that's well being said. And if you use those values for yourself and for other people, you can have a good life. You have a good, not only a business life, you have a good personal life.
Yeah.
And that's personal branding.
I think, you really touched on that subject, like, be authentic. I think that is something super important.
Yes.
When it comes to personal branding, and exactly what makes yourself authentic is what you said. It's like your values and what you can also value for other, what value you bring. For example, right now you're very valuable because you teach this value lesson to everybody.
Yeah, exactly.
But I think that's really also the core, where you start when you start like brainstorming about your personal brand, is that you start from your values.
Yeah.
Well, I wrote down one thing it's very related actually to like when you try to create a marketing strategy for a big business or your own business, is the so-called SWOT analysis,
mm-hmm.
the SWOT, which is like strength, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. So you kind of like analyze yourself. Well, you can do this with a personal brand, like from yourself as well. Like, what are your strengths? What are your weaknesses? What are the opportunities for you out there? What are the threats? And how your value, like what you value in yourself, how that just plays in that, and where you can take it off from that. It's a lot of research in yourself, I guess.
Exactly.
No?
Yeah.
It's a lot of.
Yeah.
And it doesn't come overnight. It's exactly what you said. I want to show people that what I did didn't come overnight. It's a whole journey.
Exactly. You have to go in. You have to go deep in. You know.
Yeah.
It's also it's your whole personality.
Yeah.
You're giving out. So, and there is, you know, you have to have some reflection.
Yeah.
If you cannot reflect on yourself, it's really hard to live by values if you don't know which they are. That's why I use other people. And my friends, my mother, my boyfriend, you know, what are my best qualities? And they know, you know, so that's a way to reflect on yourself and to figure out what your values are.
Yeah, I 100% agree. We are going to go in a little while. We are going to dig a little bit deeper into personal branding and like how we can finalize our own personal brand. Sophie is going to give you guys some little advice, and we're going to go and talk a little bit about Instagram. But for now, we are taking a little break. All right, so we are back from our little break, and we talked about personal branding. Of course, that's what this episode is all about. We talked about, let's say, why it's so important to like find your own value and find the reason why you like how you can be of value for others. We talked about, you know, like really digging into yourself, and we talked about being authentic. And as a, you know, if you start personal branding, it means that you're gonna go in front of the camera. It means that you are creating podcasts. You're out there.
Yes.
What do you think is really the advantage of being in front of the camera for your personal brand?
Well, if you have a strong personal brand, you're like a multiplayer. You're a multiplayer in a big field of possibilities. So you can write a book, you can coach, you can host a podcast. And that makes you limitless. I think that is why a personal brand is so strong, because it's limitless. Because if you are in front of the camera and you have images of yourself, you have photos of yourself, you can, it's like Monopoly. You can put yourself on that street and on that corner and on that corner again, and you make a mark, or you make a brand of yourself.
Yeah.
And that is why, you know, you can have an excellent personal brand in your head. But if you don't have images or photos or any, you know, videos or any, you know, something to show it to the people, exactly the way to show it to people, you're not a personal brand.
Yeah, I think it's very right. So the reason why, of course, Sophie, you're so interesting to talk about with this is because, A, yes, you are very good at personal branding yourself. You created your own personal brand. But also, you offer personal branding photo shoots.
Yes.
Which we just talked about. It's very important to be in front of the camera because that is, you are your personal brand. So you got to be in front of the camera.
Yes.
So people come to you and they ask for you like, okay, I am this kind of person and can you shoot me in that way? How do you do that with people? Like, how do you get this feeling of what their personal brand is? Because actually, in a way, you're the one who needs to be able to kind of visualize,
capture the personal brand of the people I'm photographing. Yeah. That's true. It starts with the core of their personal brand. So I let them think about their personal brands. I ask what their values are, and I use a lot of forms in the beginning to check and understand what kind of person I have in front of me.
Yeah.
You know, and I talk with them. You know, not only what are your values, but what are your hobbies? What do you in your free time? Use it. So one time I had this guy. Sometimes photograph people, men as well. And I had this guy and he was a guitar player. And it had nothing to do with his business, but that was his personal life. And I said, okay, bring your guitar. Let people show that you're musical, that you have a talent.
Yeah.
And it worked. It worked really good.
So add that personal touch in there as well, especially also in photos.
Exactly. Yeah. So when I have an entrepreneur in front of me and she or he wants personal brand, mostly woman, I check with them what their personal brand is, and I use it, and we talk a lot about it. I have a guideline written to encourage people to do a little bit of homework and check what their values are. And
I think I think that's good because if you just come and you wanna if somebody's like, oh, I'm this person, but you don't know anything in advance, like, how can you actually really capture that person?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think, if we talk about image and if we talk about, like, online presence, let's say, I think it's very important that you also stay consistent in the way how you show yourself.
Yes.
Have you experienced that, for example, clients came to you and 6 months later they came again and they completely changed and they're like, oh, I'm actually doing this? Or do you also see that, for example, under your clientele?
Yeah, because they have their own personal brand and it changes. It's like a cyclus of life, you know.
Yeah.
It's changing. And I think the core is almost a little bit the same, you know. It's the same person I am photographing, but the way they want to target their own audience can be different another time. So one time I had somebody who was writing a book. She wanted different photos than the previous shoot because that was more for the website.
Yeah.
So in that way, photos are different, but I think the core is the same. It's not completely different. It's not completely the same, but it develops.
Yeah. So in a way, what you were saying is that, you know, you have this one person and they want a shoot for their website or they want to shoot for their book. They still have to be, they come from the same core.
Exactly.
So they stay consistent.
Yeah, you're still you.
But maybe in a year, your values change a bit. So you kind of like develop out of that and you change, which is perfectly fine.
Yeah.
That's you.
You see, people, entrepreneurs develop themselves more professional.
Yeah.
So they start with with less photos or less equipment or less accessories or different clothes, of course, different setting. And then a year later, they earn more money. They're more professional.
They're different.
Yeah, their own target audience is changing. Yeah. And the way the photos have to be changing with them too. And that's really nice. Well, not nice, it's good. It's great to see that change in a person, a development in a person. That's great. That's business. That is optimization.
Yeah, well, exactly, optimization.
Yeah.
I think what I was going to say, I'm forgetting now what I was going to say, but I'm just going to go to something else then. Oh, no, okay. No, I know what I was going to say. I really saw that you are photographing. Oh my god, photographing. Oh my god,
making photos. Sorry, guys. It's okay.
That you make photos more of women than of men. And yes. I said in the very beginning, like, are you a little like feministic in that sense, or how? Why do you think?
Yes.
Is it like, do you target more women, or is it because of an other reason why you end up making more pictures of women?
Yeah, well, first of it, I think personal brand is for everybody. It's a person. It's not, you know, related by sex or anything. You know, a man can have a great personal brand, and a woman is, and a woman as well.
Yeah.
But I am a little bit of a feminist in me. There is a feminist in me because I think
I love that.
Women.
I'm all
women. Women are trying a new way of branding themselves, and they go in different ways. Men are, and most men are. There are men who are excellent in having a great personal brand, but there are fewer men.
Yeah.
And women.
Just a question in between. Yes. Do you really think also, because you said it before, women are developing themselves and they are finding a new way? Do you also think it's because women were suppressed for a very long time, especially in like corporations and work field, that they feel like they need to give this extra push to be able to you know, like, put themselves in these types of places?
Yes, yeah, we have to prove ourselves a little bit more, I think. Or we think we have to do that. And there's still a lot of, you know, women don't make the same money as men do nowadays. Yeah. So there is still a little bit of, you know, we have
to.
Exactly. So we need to. And I think also women are more, they have a personal life, children or husbands or anything like that, and they share it more than men do. Men are more
business is business.
Yeah. End of the tunnels there, you know. And women use the whole way, the whole package, the whole life.
Well, they use
so
the whole
that's
package.
And that's so important of a personal brand, because your children and your husband or your holidays, you know, everything your life is about, that's interesting for a personal brand. So I think women use it use it more in a good way.
I think it's, I mean, you see it, just like women are also, I think, in a way, they like to be in front of the camera a little bit more, and they also they want to show their development, whereas we talked about it before, like, men just want one photo shoot, one picture for their LinkedIn page for the next 10 years and basta.
Not all men, but a lot of men. So, you know, I talked about the guy who is a guitar player. He has an excellent personal brand, and he uses Instagram a lot. He has a social business, which was very interesting and nice to do, because he also told me that he is learning more from women nowadays than from men. And that's, I think that's, you know, I get goosebumps out of it, because women are the business future. I can tell you that. Men will learn from
honestly,
us.
Honestly,
not again the other way around.
Well, that's, I feel like that's right. I mean, it depends a little bit what, but for example, I was a lot on YouTube, right? I have my YouTube account and I do a lot of that stuff. So I did a lot of research on YouTube, and I end up, you know, to watch these YouTube videos where people talk about YouTube, or people talk about how to do Instagram, how to do YouTube.
Yes.
They're all women.
Almost all
of them are women who are like educating others how to use these platforms, how to personal brand themselves, how to market themselves, how to do business. It's mainly women who I've encountered in all these fields as well. So it's true what you're saying. The business is the future of business is female.
Yes.
Yeah. Think, I mean, I, in a way, like, I also consider myself in a way
a feminist,
yes, but to a larger extent, because it's also due to my own like LGBTQ activism and stuff like that. But it goes a little bit in that same sense of like the minorities need to do well. Wow, we got really at this point.
I love these talks about feminism, but also future talks, and everybody can be feminist, you know. It's not only by women or not men or something,
exactly,
you know?
Yeah.
But I think the most important thing is that we can learn from each other. It doesn't matter what your sex are, we can learn from each other as people, and not as a woman or a man. And we have to go and we have to work to that future.
Yeah, everybody has their own thing, what they know, and we can all learn from each other. I 100% agree with that. Well, Anyway, we're going a little bit back to the personal branding. I have written down like what is very important when you when we talk about personal branding is that you are also reliable. And I think that's, for example, in your line of business, very important that if you brand yourself a certain way, that you live up to it.
Yes.
So have you sometimes encountered somebody else or maybe yourself that you overbranded yourself or that you were a little off brand yourself, that you were like, but I cannot really deliver, or it's not, I cannot really make my promises come true. Have you experienced that?
Yeah, I have that. There was a way, you know, it's also your own personal brand is changing a lot. And sometimes you think, oh, this is the way to go. I will try it this way. And it fails.
Yeah.
It's not working. Hey, you try to sell something, but it's not selling because you are in your head or in your mind and in your heart. You don't feel it. So if you don't do something but what isn't yours, you copy somebody else.
Yeah.
That was a big mistake, but we sometimes do that, even as a starting entrepreneur. Yeah, you think,
like,
okay, what
copies
he,
a bit,
oh, what she or he is doing, I think that will work for me too.
Yeah.
No, it won't, because it's not you.
It's
and
not you,
that's
yeah.
and that I have experienced many, many times, many of that mistakes. And every time you overcome a mistake like that, you find yourself a little bit more in your personal brand is actually growing. If you make a mistake on one side, your personal brand on the other side is growing.
Yeah. Well, that's
but
true.
I had that to say.
Of course, it's your own development.
Yes.
I mean, we now talked about, you know, like being authentic, which
yes.
is very important. We talked about being reliable.
Yes.
Making sure that you can deliver, you know, like walk the talk. What is it? Talk the talk, walk the walk. That kind
yeah.
of saying, you know, like you
yeah.
have to actually live up to it.
Yes.
And the other thing is, of course, this consistency. What we said about this woman who with the photo shoot, like, one photo shoot is for a website, one photo shoot is for a
yeah.
book, but it gotta like combine together. I think, well, we're gonna go a little bit more in your online presence on Instagram, which I think has a big deal. Has to deal with staying consistent.
Yes.
Especially if you are on online, like your
yes.
online presence needs to give a, you know, there was this thing of, you know, like if you brand yourself as a feminist or
yes.
whatever, and then all of a sudden you do like something completely
yeah.
anti it.
Yeah, something like you're a vegetarian every day and then on a Sunday you eat meat or something.
Yeah.
You will show it. That's
exactly.
horrible.
It's like,
that's horrible.
What do people think of this, you know? Like,
yes.
okay. So, and then I want to really dig into your Instagram because
yes.
I think Instagram played a big role in your development of your personal brand and also of your business
yes.
at the end of the day.
Yes.
How did you find the right strategy for Instagram? How did you exactly... We talked about that before already a bit,
mm-hmm.
the blogging thing, but what really was the role of Instagram and how did you find that strategy?
Do you have a minute?
Yes, of course.
I think I'm still searching, if I'm being honest, because right now I'm quite happy as the way it is going on Instagram and my strategy.
Check her Instagram. It looks beautiful.
Thank you. That was something that didn't happen overnight. I had to work on it very much, and I use tools, planning tools, to see. I think I'm a visual person, so I think, and I am selling a visual product. So I think
it's
the most
visual.
Important that the photos of my on my Instagram feed are matching with each other. And sometimes I still don't think they're match.
Oh God, it's like the
but you're so critical
of,
on yourself, you
yeah.
know, in that part. Let's not get into that. But how to get that? Well, consistency is very important. Like I said, I use a planning tool. I decide how many posts I share in a week. Also in my stories, I make sure that I am visible every day. I make sure my face or a picture of my face is also in my stories.
Yeah.
It's always shown in my stories. Because I always see Instagram as a, you know, in real life, you know, you shake each other's hands. There's no COVID, but okay, yes, COVID world,
yeah.
you would shake each other's hands
yeah.
and you're saying, hey, I'm Sophie. Hi, Walter. Hey, nice to meet you.
Yeah.
And Instagram is doing that for you on an online version of introducing yourself.
Yeah.
And I think you should introduce yourself every day because you get new followers every day.
Yeah.
And that is why you, why and how to be more visible and use it as a strategy. To
yeah.
just think about that. Use it as a introducing method or tool.
Thank you so much for this, because that's what you've been saying now, like, use it to introduce yourself to new followers and
yes.
stuff. I forget to do this. I completely, like, I yes. mean, of course, one of my Instagrams is, like, completely whatever. It's me. It's not so much for my brand
yes.
anymore. But, you know, with the Freelancer Talk, I mean, I have was a little bit off lately.
Yes.
But I think if you are a personal brand, definitely, you know, it's
yes.
Wow, this is actually makes sense a lot what you just
yeah.
said. Thank you for that.
Thank you. You're welcome.
So what was really the role of your Instagram regarding your growth in your business?
I think it's very important.
Yeah.
I every new client I get, I check with them how they meet with me, or how they ended up with me. Why you choose me as a photographer? And I have my forms to do that, and
yeah.
I ask in what way you found me or something, and it's I think 80% Instagram. It's huge.
Damn.
And even people who say by another person, even the people who say that, they found it by Instagram as well, because they found it by somebody out of my portfolio or
yeah.
one of my clients, or they were following my clients and then they ended up with me. So if you're thinking about 70-80% of your clients is through Instagram, that's huge. It's my most important marketing tool.
And this is what you have been saying is what I've been trying to, like, I've been mentioning it before in several podcasts
yes.
already, is that when we as freelancers, you know, think of our business and think of how to market ourselves, use these social media platforms because they're free. It's a
exactly.
free damn marketing tool for you to get, unless
yeah.
you start advertising.
Yeah.
But it's a free way for exposure, of targeting your audience, getting people, getting that conversion rate, and making these sales, you know, at the end of the day, you sell your shoots.
Yes.
I think, this is why I'm so happy that I'm in conversation with you, because you are the perfect example of what I've been preaching, like, lately
great.
On these
Thank
podcasts.
Thank you.
So it's a really great way, but also how you see Instagram.
Yes.
It's not in a way as like, oh, I'm sharing my life, or I'm sharing some stupid
yeah.
things or whatever. You use Instagram for your business.
Yes.
So I think, you know, a lot of people get upset about likes, or get upset about
yes.
Instagram followers or whatever.
Yes.
But, you know, actually, if you just put it in a business way, you
yeah.
it's more healthy also for yourself, I
yeah.
guess, in a way. But then you don't get upset about it or get filled up with Instagram, because, oh my God, I hear so many freelancers, they're like, oh, I have to make Instagram posts for that. But if you just see it for a business
yeah.
thing,
yeah.
it's just that, you know, you don't even need
yeah.
to go so intense.
Exactly.
But you spend 15 minutes a day on thinking a little bit about, like, what you want from Instagram, your target
yes.
audience, whatever. And you get to certain points. I
yes.
mean, of course, what you do is a hell of a lot more. But
yeah.
it doesn't require so much for the average freelancer to just maintain
yeah.
a little bit that
yeah.
consistency.
Consistency
also.
Is very important.
Yeah.
But also, don't get it too much into your head. But because even I have that sometimes, you know, I can look at my followers and I'm thinking, oh, somebody unfollowed me. Shit, what happened? You know, I still have that. So I don't think I will ever have, won't have that. But
no,
the
of
most
course,
important,
yeah.
but by being authentic, a lot of people will follow you because of that. So maybe people unfollow you, but that's okay. If you say that to yourself and you're educating yourself, because Instagram is also a weird tool. It's,
yeah.
it's a business tool, but also sometimes a little bit fucking up with your head.
And also just like these algorithms and everything,
exactly.
and everything changes
yeah.
and then it
yeah.
doesn't change in
yeah.
your benefit.
Yeah,
and
you're,
like,
you're sometimes a slave of the platform.
Yeah.
But when you're being authentic and people will unfollow you because of that, it's okay, because there are a lot of people
will follow you
because
yeah.
of that. And that group is getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and you get so much more out of that group.
Well, I think people who like you for who you are
exactly.
are in the end more, you know, they will buy your thing much more quicker
exactly.
in the end of the day.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. People want to buy from people. It's so,
yeah.
you know, it's what I said about the deeper level of connection with each other.
Yeah.
It's getting more, you know, like these times, we're all sitting at home, or more alone,
yeah.
or more anti-social.
Yeah.
And the other hand, more social on these online platforms.
Yes.
But the the meaning we have and the you know, the deeper level of desire we have with other people to connect, that will stay. That will always last.
I very much agree. And, well, I think, you know, I can conclude for you that Instagram played a big part of you. And it's just really wonderful to see how you, I mean, what I said 2 years ago, I met you. And then now you are like, you know, you have shoots, you have your own studio. So it's you are the perfect example.
Yeah, but I like to see it not only like, of course, Instagram is the bike you ride, you know. But the personal brand you have is the... How do you call the training you have in yourself? You know, you know. I see Instagram as a bike, as a tool.
Yeah. Well, definitely it's a tool.
Yeah. But if you use Instagram as a tool, but you're not a personal brand, you're not authentic, you're a horrible person. I don't know who is a horrible person.
Or you're just too flat.
You don't. Yeah. You're maybe not visible enough, or you're flat, or you don't connect much with your audience. Then Instagram could be a broken bike, and it's that is sad, because it can be so much of use if you use it correctly.
I agree. Do you have, regarding all of this what we just talked about, you know, like we talked about a hell of a lot, do you have any like advice that you can give freelancers who are now creating their own personal brand? And just to backtrack a little bit, like, we are recording this podcast because I think it's very important. As a freelancer, you are your own business. Like, you are your one-man business, meaning that you are also your own brand. So it's super important as a freelancer. Doesn't matter what kind of freelancer you are.
Exactly.
But see yourself as a brand, then, and see yourself as a business and a brand, and do that inner work to feel fulfilled also with your brand, with your personal brand.
Yes.
And I think... I see a lot of people all over the place, and they try different things, and I'm all up for research and development and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, like, it's just really important.
Yes.
The quicker you come to your personal brand, the more you feel like, the more you give a direction to your business as well. Now, your biggest advice for them.
My biggest advice is to start with the core of who you are, and then the core of your business. So like I said before, talk with friends, and family, anyone who loves you, and ask them what your values are.
Yeah.
And write them down for yourself, and explain them to your field. You know, you're an expert in your own way. And let them show you by using those values. So, like, for example, maybe an example is a little bit more easier to explain it. I am a photographer, and I like to help other starting photographers as well.
Yeah.
Because I've been there, you know, I've been there. I know how it feels.
Yes.
And that I want to help them is my authenticity, you know, that's my value, because I like to help other people with photos, with educating, with being great in the person and business in which they are. And explain that to your audience, and use Instagram, but use also your website, use also funnels, and use also your newsletters every month or every week or every day. I don't know what your way of going is, but make sure you're being authentic. Explain to people why you do what you do. And the easiest way is to writing that down. So if you, for example, are starting today as a freelancer, you don't know where to begin, don't begin on a platform, but begin with yourself, and then watch other people and see other people and how they use their personal brand.
Yeah.
And I started to look at Oprah or something, you know.
Yeah.
I love, and I already talked about her, so I won't do that again, because I'm quite a big fan. But she has an excellent personal brand. She's talking every day is how she's authentic and what her values are and why she's doing what she's doing. You see, she has a passion for what she is doing. And
yes.
We like people with passion.
Well, it's hooks a little bit on what I just said. Yeah. It's like, the moment you really find like all these things, and you hook them on your brand, you it makes all much more sense, and it's much more fun.
I think, to summarize, personal branding is the core of your business, and make sure the core is good. The core is in your head, but also on paper, and then be consistent in introducing yourself in your values in that core to your audience. So of course it's great to have a great personal brand, but if you're doing one post every month, it's not enough. You know, you have to do it every week.
Personal
every
brand
week, every,
means that you have most, to be present.
Two or three, four times a week, or sometimes every day if you're a bigger business.
I mean, it's what you say. It's this also this, in another way, consistency. It's like you have to also show that you're there, you know?
Yeah.
You have to be reliable.
People will forget you if you do this once a month.
Exactly.
And that's the waste, because you're great. So
yeah.
Show it to the world.
So I think definitely nowadays what you were saying also is personal branding has a very close connection to online presence.
Yeah.
Very, very close.
Yes.
So guys, don't forget your online presence.
Yeah, and it's and also make sure that you interact with your audience. So just if they send you a DM every day or every week or something, you know, just answer them and encourage them and or educate them or help them, and not only the clients or the money you will make, but also the people. You know, that is also personal branding. It's a bigger picture than only where you are today.
Yeah.
It's your whole being,
yeah.
Your future. And if somebody is asking a lot about you, or is very, you know, as your biggest fan in social media, maybe they will become clients one day. Maybe you will have another great idea in the future, like in 2 or 3 years,
yeah.
And you will develop something and they will love it. Then you are happy that you had made this connection today with the person.
Exactly. Do you have anything further regarding personal brand or your journey, or anything that you feel like we missed out? I mean, we talked about a lot. I feel like maybe one day we can even, you know, record another podcast on how to really, like, which steps you have to follow to find to create your personal brand. But I don't, you know, like, what I do with these podcasts is that I do offer free information till up a certain part, because otherwise we give everything away for free, and that's also not what we want to do for ourselves.
No, that's good. it's good worth and value, so that there is, it's okay that it has a price. I think the most part of what I said is already being said, but I think it's also very important that you make personal brands for yourself. I already said that. And a good example, I love to talk about her, not Oprah this time, but J.K. Rowling. Everybody knows her. She's famous because of the Harry Potter books, you know. And
but she effed up herself.
What do you mean?
Yeah, she fucked up herself.
No, what?
With the transgender remarks.
Yeah. Okay.
So she kind of like, but what was gonna say? What were you gonna say from prior to that?
Yeah, I know what you mean. I think she made a mistake by I don't really know the whole story of it, but I.
It's okay. That story aside.
She wrote her Potter books. This is more about her career and stuff.
Yeah.
And she wrote Harry Potter books, and she was on that point, a mother being in welfare. She was a single mom, and she had not a good life at that moment, I think. And she wrote Harry Potter book to overcome the death of her mother. She was struggling with that, and she sent the manuscript to ten publishers, and nobody wanted to make it to a book. Except one really small publishing agency in London, and he decided to make a book out of it, and she became a multimillionaire and
almost billionaire.
She's a billionaire.
She's so
rich. And all the movies she has made,
yeah.
And she's still writing. But the thing she's saying about the book is that she just wrote it down for her. She just wrote it down for her. It was her. It was her inside world, her fantasy, her talent, and she was doing it for herself.
Yeah. I mean, I think you do it for yourself.
And then
you start with yourself.
Yeah, start with yourself, and that's what a personal brand is all about. You make something for yourself. You have a talent, you make something for yourself, and then you help other people as well, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think 100% agree. Do want to say that, you know, like, Sophie shoots amazing images. So what I told you guys, like, make sure you check them out also on her Instagram. You have a website as well, right?
Yes.
Yeah, the website. Everything will be linked down below. You guys can just, like, find her. And she lives in Rotterdam, the Netherlands.
Yay.
And, of course, you know, like, you have some open spots, I think, for shoots coming up sometime, somewhere, wherever.
Yeah, sure. Everybody is welcome. If you are interested in making yourself out of a personal brand, you think that will help for you, then hop on board.
Yeah, well, exactly. I mean,
get in front of the camera. Yeah,
I can just really tell you that I think you're doing really great.
Thank you. I really love
what you have been doing.
I love what you are doing as well. You're so easy to talk to. And
thank you.
This is one of the best podcasts I have ever done. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much as well. I think then we kind of like come to the end of the podcast.
Yes.
Again, guys, make sure that you leave a review. You rate the podcast. You can do this actually on Apple Podcasts. This would really benefit my ranking as well.
Yeah.
Make sure you tell your friends, share the podcast everywhere. Join our Facebook group because there is a special Facebook group for the Freelancer Talk. And of course, follow the Freelancer Talk everywhere from Instagram, Pinterest, and so on and so on and so on. There is a monthly newsletter as well. So you will find the link down below. And I would just like really like to thank you for this amazing interview.
Thank you.
And maybe another one in the future sometime somewhere.
Yes. Let's do that. I love that.
Well, thank you very much.
It was great. Thank you so much. I love being here. And like I said, you were so natural at it. And you're so easy to talk to. And I was kind of nervous a little bit. But you completely...
Me too.
Yeah, okay. Oh, you completely blew my nerves away. So it was really... And it was nice to talk to you about my work of field. So cool.
That's great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And I see you guys. I mean, I don't see you guys. But we'll talk to you in... I'll talk to you guys in the future. Next week, every Tuesday. Bye-bye.